פרק י' ב' סעיף י' ג' עשיאס נקב במכסה של גביע לבן. To make a hole in the lid, in the cover from the lebon, or the gvina. Near the mutter lasses nekev במכסה של לבן ולשתות ממנו. Or להכניס לתוך קשית. Yeah, he says you're allowed to put in, the Orech Shabbos says you're allowed to put a, make a hole in the cover. And to drink from it, or to put in a straw, there's no problem. You should be careful not to do it in a place from the letters of the word, the letters. To have a problem, you shouldn't go and do moichik from the letters. Now he explains in the footnote the reasoning why it's allowed. He explains because you're not makbid to do a nice pesach, so he holds it's not considered that you're doing a nice opening. He wants to compare it to Magufas HaChovis, which is and you got a Chovis which allows to do a hole in the top. That's what he says. Since there's not a way to go and do such a hole for a long period, he says you're allowed to do it. Psichat Arizot Sukkah, Sif Yodala, to open a bag from sugar. Sukkah always the sakit niyar. Hamud back for a shop, but most in kal. If a person has a sugar bag, or now there's something you don't have bag, you have a bag that sometimes is made from plastic, sometimes made from paper, no difference if it is stuck together on the top in a way that you can open it easily, but the bag stays. Ain't the priest got the Shabbos poison there? And he has the care of the sakit for you to be menace a sukkah, and it's a chloe a hot bar aura. He says one should not open the bag in the normal way. Why? Because here you can't say you're opening the bag in order to get rid of the contents. And to get rid of the bag in order to get to the contents. Why? Because you want the bag to stay. You want to use the bag afterwards. If you would go and get rid of the whole bag, like he says in the footnote, that's the best way to do it, to open the bag, to cut it, and to put it straight in on a different bag, then there's no problem, because we say that you're opening it in order to get rid of it, in order to go and get into that sugar. But here, in a way, you open it in an easy way, in order to go and take the sugar out and leave the bag as it is, then it's not considered you're doing it to get rid of the bag. We say it's considered you're doing it in order to have a bag at the end of the day. So we don't allow you to do that. So the way one does it is, in order to go and get rid of the bag completely, open it with a tear in the middle and put it in a different bag. Test Vov. Sukkah ha'oros b'sakiyot k'tanot. Mote le'kroes ha'sakit or le'rekenes t'chulotah. If you've got sugar in a one portion bag, you have one portion in a bag and you go and tear it in order to go and take out the whole sugar what you got inside it and get rid of it, rid of the bag. That you're allowed to do because one doesn't have any usage from the bag and you're getting rid of the bag, opening it to get rid of it and to use the sugar straight away. But that's usually correct. You have to be careful not to go and tear the letters or the pictures. Shall I be a second? He says, if you want to tear it in a place which is dotted, in a special place, then it could be a problem from Mechatech. According to Rabbi Yashiv, you got a problem from Mechatech. According to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, you got no problem from Mechatech. But if you don't tear it in a special place, you just tear it in order to open it and take out the sugar, and you throw away the bag, it's allowed to be done on Shabbos.